Welcome to Conscious Millionaire Podcast, show number 1016 with my special guest, Joy Ching.
This is Joy Ching, the best-selling author of The Naked Truth, A Woman's Journey to Self-Love. And on today's show, I will reveal my secret to how you can use the 7 practices of self-love to help you make your first million.
Hello, this is your coach, Jamie Crum III, and welcome to you from wherever you're listening. This is the show for you, the coach, consultant, or service provider who wants to attract more clients, make a bigger difference, and reach your first million. Thank you for joining me today because we have another great show for you filled with actionable coaching and advice that you can start using today. You're listening to Conscious Millionaire, the syndicated radio show and podcast heard by 12 million listeners in 190 countries. We're proud that Inc. magazine named us as one of the top 13 business shows for you to listen to in 2017. Attention coaches, consultants, service providers, do you feel stuck? Like you just aren't growing your profits fast enough? Well, what's typically missing? It's the exact steps you need. And that's exactly what you'll get with my new 7-figure formula. It gives you the exact steps in the exact order to build a million-dollar business. Download it now by going to consciousmillionaire.com/7-figure formula. Again, that's consciousmillionaire.com/7-figure formula. And a big shout out to our listeners and friends in San Diego, California, and Chicago, Illinois. And you're going to want to stay tuned. And in fact, you may want to take some notes because our guest today is an expert in self-love. And we're going to be discussing the 7 practices of self-love for coaches and consultants. And a reminder that later in the show, our guest will be revealing her 3 golden nuggets to grow your coaching and consulting business, and she has an amazing business-building gift for you. And now help me welcome our featured guest. She is the self-love transformation queen who is passionate about helping women love themselves so they can live their best life possible. She's a certified professional coach, best-selling author, speaker, mentor, healer, and circle facilitator. Help me welcome our featured guest, Joy Ching. Joy, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me on the show, JV.
Well, you know, I'm excited because right now I'm recording this show in San Diego, and you're in part of San Diego up in Carlsbad. So, you know, welcome to the show. And we're both here in California today, which is kind of cool. You know, we met recently, so we had an opportunity to get to know one another. But for our listeners, how would you describe yourself in your own words?
Yeah, so I would say that I am someone who is passionate about personal development and growth and always love learning about new things. I love to dance, Latin and ballroom dancing specifically.
Oh, wow. I've actually seen ballroom dancing. It looks like a lot of fun.
It is. Yeah. I took lessons for a few years and just, you know, fell in love with it. One of the things I love actually is it's one of the very few things I find that I do where my mind, it's like I don't have any thoughts because my mind can't keep up with, you know, my body can move faster than my mind. So basically I have to just not have any thoughts about what I need to do and then allow my body to move the way that it knows it needs to move. And so it's really fun because I'm really in the moment when I'm dancing.
You know, that's kind of interesting because I like to ski, and so I went through a period of snow skiing, but also when I was growing up, I took piano lessons, and in a way, piano is kind of the same way, because if you were sitting there thinking about every note you hit, you'd certainly hit the wrong notes. you couldn't right. keep up. It's kind of that, you got to get into that flow. I think they're kind of flow type things. Folks, today we have an incredible show for you because we're going to be discussing the 7 practices of self-love for coaches and consultants. I think you're in for a treat. You may want to take some notes, and we have an incredible gift for you later in the show. We're here with Joy Ching. So let's get started. There are 7 practices of self-love for coaches and consultants. What's the first practice?
So the first practice is a practice around your beliefs. And so it's looking at the beliefs that you currently have and how to shift those beliefs. Because a lot of the beliefs that we have as coaches and consultants are not always positive, right? We can feel like we're not worthy, that we may feel like we can't make the money that we want to make, that maybe we're not as good of a coach as we'd like to be. You know, we can be so hard on ourselves. So it's really being able to shift that. So what we do is we look at our belief, right? So we may have a belief like I'm not good enough, for example. And then, so what we do is we take that belief and we shift it by asking the question, how do I know? And then the belief after that. So how do I know that I'm not good enough? Right. And so then what you do is you look at examples of where you have been good enough in your life, you know, what you have accomplished. And then that helps you to realize that, you know, you really are good enough. So it's simple, but it's a super powerful practice that has really shifted a lot of beliefs in my life.
Yeah, that is a powerful practice. And what's the second practice?
So the second practice is where you write something down that you love about yourself as a coach or a consultant. So it's a daily practice that you do every day. You write down, you know, at least one thing that you love about yourself as a coach or a consultant.
So I'm curious. I happen to love journals. I have 8 different journals. No, it's 12 different journals, and 11 of them are Moleskine. So I'm going to give a free shout out to Moleskine because I love the quality of what they have. And I have one that's just for gratitude. Do you recommend that people keep a journal for that, or how should they best do it?
Yeah, I think that's a great, you know, way to be able to keep track of what you love. And that way you can go back and you can see what you've written down. Another thing is, in my own journey, I actually joined a Facebook group called 100 Days to Self-Love. And so every day we would write something, we would post something in that group. And so you're welcome to join that group. That's also a great way to, you know, write those things down and have them seen by other people. And there's really something powerful that happens when, you know, we do something like that in a group setting where everyone has the same intention. It just magnifies whatever it is that you're working on.
Excellent. And what's the third practice?
So the third practice is, you know, you mentioned gratitude. So that's actually the third practice, is really looking at, you know, what are we grateful for? What am I grateful for in my life today? What am I grateful for as a culture consultant? So, you know, again, focusing on the positive, because when we focus, what we focus on expands, right? So if we're constantly focusing on what we're not doing enough of, you know, where we're lacking, then that's what we get more of. And when we focus on what it is that we are, you know, excelling at, then that's when we get more of what it is that we want. So again, that's a great place that you can write that down in your journal. So just every day, at least one thing that you're grateful for in your business. And then if you want, you can also join. There's a Facebook group called What Am I Grateful For Today? And that was a group that I also posted something that I was grateful for, at least one thing every day. And it really helped me to shift my focus from, you know, negativity, from what was lacking, to what I already have in my life.
So I think that's a great one. I want to give you a challenge right now. And that is for you to look at gratitude in terms of, you know, so often as coaches and mentors and consultants, we're focused on, well, how do I get more clients? How do I charge more fees? But we're not focused on what we're grateful for. What are the clients we have right now? What are clients that we've worked with? What have we learned as a coach? Why do we enjoy being a coach? You know, and who are our friends who are also coaches? So all of those are things you can be grateful for. And what's the fourth practice, Joy?
Yeah, so the fourth practice is something called a mirror exercise. And so, you know, and this is, I just warn you, this is something that may feel kind of weird or uncomfortable when you first start doing it, but I encourage you to try it and, you know, try it for a while, at least 21 days, because they say it takes 21 days to create a habit. So, you know, at least for 21 days, do this exercise and see how it works for you. It is really powerful. And what you do is you stand in front of a mirror and you look at yourself, and then instead of, you know, when we look at ourselves in the mirror, we automatically usually start going, oh my gosh, my nose is too big, or my, you know, whatever. It's like, we start picking at our bodies, right? And our, and criticizing ourselves. So instead of that, you know, look at what you do love about your body, or, you know, something that you want to believe about yourself, right? So you could say, I'm a super successful coach, or super successful consultant. I'm a, you know, millionaire. I have a millionaire coaching business, or whatever it is that you,
or a conscious
you want
millionaire
to have. Right. Yeah. And whatever it is that you want to have, you say it in the present moment, you know, say it positive, has to be positive. And then, you know, the thing is, you don't have to believe it at first either. So that whole fake it till you make it, you know, it's true. I did this practice for many days, you know, in my life. And I said, you know, I love you, you're beautiful, and all these things. And I didn't necessarily believe it completely at the time. But as I started to say it, you know, again and again, eventually it became true. It felt true for me. And so it's something that really gets into our subconscious. So it's super powerful. Again, it might feel weird or uncomfortable at first, but I encourage you to give it a try and see how it goes for you.
Well, you know, what I really love about it is the more you tell yourself that and it starts getting into your consciousness is, I know how the mind works, and you're going to start asking yourself new questions that are related to that new view of who you are. So let's say you say, I am a conscious millionaire, then you're going to start asking your questions. Well, how can I grow faster? You know, or how can I build programs that will expand my wealth quicker? Right. Or how can I touch more people's lives? So I think that's great. What is the fifth practice?
The fifth practice is asking for support. So I think as coaches, you know, coaches and consultants, a lot of times we want to do everything ourselves, right? Or because we don't trust other people, you know, we can have that fear of letting someone else do something. And I totally get it. You know, I have a hard time, you know, kind of giving over that control. But I found in my life that the more I'm able to do that, I mean, just the easier my life gets, right? And the more fun it is, because it's, to me, you know, being able to work with other people, you know, whether it's through a collaboration, or in a mastermind group, for example, I've definitely been parts of really amazing masterminds. And I definitely believe in the power of a group coming together for a common purpose, like a mastermind, and just how much that can really grow, you know, exponentially your results.
And how about the sixth practice, Joy?
So the sixth practice is self-care. So that's something that I think as coaches and consultants, a lot of times, you know, we think of as a luxury, right? It's like, okay, well, you know, if I get enough done for the day or the week, then I can go and get that massage, right? But it's like, no, that's actually something that is necessary. So making self-care something that you schedule in your calendar. I mean, I schedule monthly massages in my calendar, and I have, you know, all my workouts in my calendar, and I put everything in to make sure that I'm taking care of myself. Because when we don't take care of ourselves, then we burn out, and then we're not good coaches or consultants for our clients, right? So making sure that we're making self-care a priority.
Well, you know, I'll give you an example. As many of you might know, I talk about it on the show that I batch my recordings of my shows because I have to do them in advance. And this is my sixth show today. And tomorrow I've got 8 shows. And in 5 out of the last 10 days, I will have done 31 shows. So I ask myself, just as we were talking, preparing for the show, Joy, what do I need to do for self-care? And actually, I'm full, because I've had enough conversations. So I'm going to go walk by the ocean and just let it all kind of seep out of me and see if I can find some empty space inside. So I think self-care is really critical. And what's the seventh practice?
Yeah, so the seventh and the last practice is affirmations. And so this is, I mean, I know we all know what affirmations are, right? We all know that, you know, you start off with an I am statement, because that is a very powerful, those are two very powerful words. And what you put after that is really important. And so making sure, again, that it's in the present tense, and that it's positive. But it's a little bit of a twist. What you could do with it is actually take your affirmations. You can write them down, or you can type them. You know, I typed mine up, and then I printed them out, and then I put them somewhere where I would see them every day. So I literally put them on the mirror in my bathroom. And so I would see them every single day, you know, multiple times a day whenever I go to the bathroom. And so again, it's just reminding me of who I am, of, you know, my identity, of who I aspire to be, and having that be who I am now. So that's really powerful as a coach or a consultant. Again, writing down, I am a conscious millionaire. You know, I am a wealthy, successful coach or consultant. You know, whatever it is that you are claiming, you know, writing that down as if it's happening now.
These are great 7 practices. This might be one of those shows you want to listen to again. And whether you're listening on our radio show or the podcast version, you can always go to consciousmillionaireshow.com and then click on today's episode. It'll take you to the show notes, and you can also listen to it there or subscribe to make certain that you get every one of our shows. We're here with Joy Cheng. She is the author of The Naked Truth, A Woman's Journey to Self-Love. And we've been discussing the 7 practices of self-love for coaches and consultants. We'll be right back. This is JV, and I have a special announcement for those of you listening today. I want to train the next group of million-dollar podcasters, and that's why I'm extending you this personal invitation to the 3-hour free masterclass. It's called How to Build a Million-Dollar Authority Podcast, Even If You Can't Market Your Way Out of a Wet Paper Bag. In 3 hours, you'll learn how to transform your six-figure practice into a seven-figure podcast enterprise. Register for free right now at consciousmillionaire.com/authority podcast. Again, that's consciousmillionaire.com/authority podcast.
Hey, everybody, it's Kim Shivler, and I listen to the Conscious Millionaire podcast because it provides actionable steps. For example, when Brad Costanzo told us about asking advice of our potential clients and clients, that really helped explode my business as I'm building an actual new local business. These tips have been really valuable. My second one that has very much helped was Alana Pratt, teaching me to be both authentic and vulnerable. And vulnerable for me is a hard one sometimes. But I found in a situation recently where something was failing in my presentation, and I actually just paused, explained it to the audience what was happening, and actually received the most positive feedback I ever have as a speaker, along with some new customers. That's what the Conscious Millionaire podcast can do for you.
A big thanks for listening to Conscious Millionaire. And if you're a listener who loves the show, I'd love to interview you and then feature you in the listener spot on a future show. Just schedule a time for your recording at consciousmillionaire.com/listener. Again, that's consciousmillionaire.com/listener. Welcome back. I'm your coach, JV Crum III, and I want to thank you for listening to Conscious Millionaire. We've been talking about self-love, so we got a lot of love circulating here today. I want to reach out and just give you a virtual hug and thank you for being here and encourage you to keep moving forward, because every show is designed to help you as a coach or consultant take another step forward so that you can play bigger, you can make a bigger impact, make bigger profits, and live a bigger life. Because I think that's why you're on this planet, to truly make your difference. And now it's time for the Conscious Millionaire questions. We're here with Joy Cheng, the self-love expert. And our first question, Joy, I want you to imagine that tomorrow, yes, you've been chosen to take off on that magical first trip to Mars. You're going to be going into hibernation for a few Earth years. And so this is your opportunity to give the best of Joy out to all the coaches and consultants listening. What are the 3 golden nuggets you'd love to share with them?
Yeah. So the first thing I would share is don't give up. It's so easy to want to give up, you know, when you're not where you want to be. And they say that, you know, you're 3 feet from gold, right? Whenever you think you're going to give up or want to give up, you're so close. So that's the first thing I would say is to never give up.
Well, you know, since you mentioned 3 feet from gold, I got to give a plug for a couple of shows I know you're going to want to listen to. Greg Reed and Sharon Lecter are the author of that book. Both of them have been on the shows multiple times. And you can go to consciousmillionaireshow.com and listen to those shows. They're both friends of mine, incredible people. And that is a great book. What is your second nugget?
Yeah. So the second one I would say is do what scares you. So, you know, we know that nothing, you can't grow outside, or you can't grow in your comfort zone, right? So only growth only comes from being outside of your comfort zone. So do something that scares you.
And what's the third one?
And the third one is to find people to collaborate with. Again, you know, it's not as fun doing things on your own, and we tend to want to do things on our own, think that we need to, but really we don't need to do anything on our own. So find people to help you, whether it's hiring an assistant to help you with something, you know, part of your business or in your personal life. I mean, I have to say, I love the fact that I have women that come, like cleaning ladies now, and that they clean my place and just, you know, really, I have, I call my place the goddess sanctuary. And so it really does feel like that. And especially having them come and clean while I you know, do my purpose in the world. And so it feels really good to be supported in that way.
Well, and everybody's winning because everybody's doing what they're choosing to do in terms of their part. I want to remind you that Joy has an amazing book. We're going to have a link for that on the show notes, The Naked Truth, A Woman's Journey to Self-Love. And later in the show, you're going to want to stick around because we have an incredible gift for you today. So, you know, that's your book. What's a book that you'd like to recommend?
Yeah, so a book that I would recommend is The Four Agreements. I know that's a book that probably a lot of people are familiar with, but it's just, you know, it's a great read. It's a short read. It's something that I think one of those books that you want to come back to again and again, because it's just, you know, very simple but powerful reminders of how to live our life.
Well, and one of the things I love about the book is it's not just powerful, but you can really just sit down and mull through it in a couple of hours and really think about how this applies to your life. So, you know, Joy, my book, Conscious Millionaire, Grow Your Business by Making a Difference. In it, I focus on the new path to growing your business, to ultimately reaching your first million, but how? By making a big positive impact with your clients and in the world. And I want to remind you, one of the things that we often forget to do is to open ourselves to receive the big profits in return. So I want to remind you that it's big impact and receiving big profits. Joy, what's that positive impact you're always focused on making with your clients?
Yeah, so for my clients, you know, again, it's a, you know, really that combination of the inner and the outer work, right? So I make sure that I'm always working with my clients on the inner as well as the outer. So helping them stay focused on what it is that they are wanting to achieve, you know, their goals, and holding them accountable. But then also working on the things that are holding them back. So when they are struggling, you know, what is it that is, what's coming up for them, you know, what fears are coming up for them, like that inner mindset stuff. So that's the, it's both the inner and the outer.
Well, you know, Joy, I know that a lot of people, you might be sitting there right now, or maybe you're driving your car or jogging, working out at the gym and going, hey, I really love what Joy's talking about. How would anybody get in touch with you? What's the best way to do that?
So the best way to get in touch with me is on my website, which is Joy Chang, JoieChang.com, or on Twitter, Self-Love Healer.
And we'll have all the ways you can get in touch with Joy in case you are driving and maybe can't write it down. Always remember, Home Central is ConsciousMillionaireShow.com. And we'll have all the ways you can get connected, as well as everything from today's show, on the show notes there. Well, you know, as coaches and mentors and consultants, you know, early in our journey, we all pretty much do the same thing. We want to run away from those big challenges and the big problems, but eventually we kind of get the universe is bringing them to us for a reason. And then we start actually looking for them because we realize that's how we get to our next level. So in that light, Joy, what's a big problem or challenge you're tackling right now so that you can really grow, get your message out there and grow your business?
Yeah. So for me, you know, having my book come out a couple months ago, there's been so many opportunities that have come to me. And so I think my biggest challenge is just maintaining, you know, like not getting overwhelmed with all of the things that are coming at me that, you know, and this is a good challenge. Of course, I recognize that and I'm so grateful. And so what I have to remember is just to take one step at a time so that I don't get overwhelmed, you know, and making sure that I'm keeping that balance between, you know, the work that I'm doing and the self-care, because it can be easy to lose the self-care.
To lose the focus and forget mm-hmm. that really this is about your journey. When everything's said and done, folks, you know, we're here to serve the world, but we're on a journey as well. And we got to honor that journey for ourselves. Now, I want to go back in time, Joy. Who was one of your top mentors and what are you going to be eternally grateful that they taught you?
So, well, one of my first mentors, T. Harv Eker, you know, when I went to his Millionaire Mind, it's changed the name, but when I went to it, it was called the Millionaire Mind Intensive, MMI, and he really just opened me up to, you know, this idea that, I mean, we've got these limited beliefs based on, you know, our conditioning around money, right? And that we can create new beliefs around it, and really to what is possible, because I didn't grow up you know, with super wealthy parents that, right, you know, taught me or showed me what was possible. Although my dad was an entrepreneur and I am so grateful that he, you know, always believed you could do whatever you wanted and really supported me in my dream of being an entrepreneur. But yeah, that was really powerful for me.
And what's the legacy you want to leave?
So my legacy that I want to leave is I want everyone to really know that the truth of who they are, which is, you know, in my belief is that we are not human beings having spiritual experiences, but we are truly spiritual beings having human experiences. And so when we can understand that, you know, the thoughts that we have in our head are not our own thoughts, they're usually conditioned thinking, especially those negative thoughts. When they're positive, then that is our truth. But when it's negative, that's not really us. And that these bodies aren't, you know, they're temporary, right? So just understanding that that we are eternal and that we are divine and we really have no limits. So that's my hope, is that I can inspire people through my own story, through what I've been through, to know that anything is possible.
And is there a cause or nonprofit you'd like to give a shout out to, Joy?
Yeah, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. A portion of my book sales goes to that cause. And it's a cause that's very dear to me because I, you know, struggled and suffered with suicidal thoughts and depression in my 20s. And so self-love was a big part of what helped me through that. And so that's why I'm so passionate about self-love and teaching that. And it's also something that, you know, I've lost people in my life to suicide. So it's something that is a cause that's very near and dear to my heart.
I think that's a great cause, and we'll have a link to that. We link to every cause that's mentioned on Conscious Millionaire. And now, folks, you've waited, and thank you for being here. It's the gift-giving time. You've got an incredible gift that follows up with what we've been discussing today. What is the gift you have for everyone listening today, Joy?
So my gift is called the 7-Day Self-Love Challenge, and when you sign up for the gift, you'll receive an email every day for 7 days, and each day you'll get a different practice. So those practices that we shared, those are the practices that you're going to get. And so you'll be able to really focus on one practice each day and then see how that makes a difference in your life. I've been getting so many messages from people about how powerful these practices are. And, you know, they literally change my life. And so I know that they can change yours as well. So don't, you know, think that because it's simple that it's not powerful, because that's not true. And so I really encourage all of you to sign up for the free gift, and I'd love to hear how that is changing your life.
Well, you can get instant access completely free as a listener to Conscious Millionaire by going to consciousmillionaireshow.com. And at the top of the page, you can't miss it. It's huge. It's a gold image that says free gifts. And when you go in, you'll see the gift image that says 7-Day Self-Love Challenge. Click on that to get access. I want to thank you again for listening to Conscious Millionaire. I always love to hear from you, and you can send me a message. You can send an email. You can send a voicemail. Ask me any question about coaching or mentoring or consulting, or tell me what's the big problem that you're focused on right now. I'll be glad to send you a comment back. Send that by going to consciousmillionaireshow.com. I look forward to connecting with you on the next Conscious Millionaire. And Joy, thank you so much for being my featured guest today.
Thank you so much for having me on your show, JV, and it was an honor to be here with you.
This is JV, and I have a special announcement for those of you listening today. I want to train the next group of million-dollar podcasters, and that's why I'm extending you this personal invitation to the 3-hour free masterclass. It's called How to Build a $1 Million Authority Podcast, Even If You Can't Market Your Way Out of a Wet Paper Bag. In 3 hours, you'll learn how to transform your 6-figure practice into a 7-figure podcast enterprise. Register for free right now at consciousmillionaire.com/authority podcast. Again, that's consciousmillionaire.com/authority podcast.
Thanks for listening to Conscious Millionaire, the show for entrepreneurs and coaches who want to increase profits and make a positive impact. The host, producer, owner of the show, and broadcast medias make no claims that the strategies and information discussed on the show will result in profits and may result in losses. The opinions and advice from guests do not necessarily represent those of the owner, staff, management, or broadcasters of the show. No legal, accounting, or financial advice is made in this show. You are advised to seek counsel on matters related to your business, financial investments, or other legal matters from licensed advisors.